ATR, W4NGU.
It's N0TR.
Earlier, but I was planting some flowers for my parents.
Well, I just went in and I moved a weather station out of the back bedroom that the wife didn't like. It's too light. And I just come back in here. I wouldn't even have heard you, Phil. Great to hear you. She's outside, and she says, I will not want to go outside.
Humid out here. It's not as bad as it's been, but it's not fall weather yet.
Thursday was going to get really cool. And I'm ready for it. I don't want really cool, but cool would be nice, huh?
I'm looking forward to it, I'm telling you. I won't have to mow grass once that stops, and that'll be good. That'll be good. Well, I guess my little radio's getting in okay. Antenna seems to be working pretty good.
Terrible signal. It's about a 1x1.
That's what I figured. I ran RG213 all the way.
Yeah, you know that's baloney. Yeah, it's a great signal, Phil. I'm glad to hear you got that done. Boy, it can be a pain. I know putting the radio in that Avalon was a challenge. I finally fused both legs, and I went down and under the car back when I was able to in a plastic tubing, flexible plastic tubing, kind of like you'd put on a humidifier or something like that. And ran it down there to where I knew it wouldn't be damaged, and I used some really, really good number 12, or it might have been number 10, XHHW Volkine type wire, which is direct burial. And I ran it back there to the trunk and come up where the spare tire is, and mounted the remote unit there, and they just made that little square area back there perfect for that Yaesu radio.
In the car specs leave a space for a Yaesu radio.
Well, I think it stays pretty cool back there. I'm thinking the one in the truck's underneath the front seat, but I can't remember. It's either under the front seat or the back seat. I don't even remember now. But I like that idea of remoting that head on them.
No. But anymore, there's just no room under the dash in these modern cars, and with these consoles running between the seats and everything, it's just not like the old days.
Certainly isn't. And even finding a route for that remote cable, I get leg cramps real bad now if I have to squat down for any length of time, and I just couldn't do it. But I'm pleased with this and have no intentions, like you, of getting rid of this car.
Say that last sentence again.
I have no intentions of getting rid of this car and getting another one. I like it, and it kind of like...
Yeah, no intention. I missed those words, but they were perfectly clear. For some reason, my mind didn't decode. Well, I'm back in their driveway. I went to pick up some Bucky's sandwiches for them, so let me get at it. It's not supposed to rain today, but it is mighty overcast in Greenville where I'm at. And so I don't know if I'm going to finish mowing the grass or not. Okay, Tom, enjoyed it. W4, never give up, clear.
Okay, Phil, great to hear you. Heard Gary and heard Bill this morning. Boy, can't beat a deal like that. And heard you. It's 83 degrees and 69% humidity with a heat index of 88 on my weather station. I'm going to go out and check on the wife outside. This is N0TR 73's, Phil.
KO4SJV, looking for a quick radio check.
4SJV, I think it was. KO4WPF, you are... getting a repeater just fine, full quiet.
K SJB. Yeah, thanks so much for coming back to me last station. I couldn't quite make out your call sign. I'm using my iPhone through my car over EchoLink onto the repeater, so I just wanted to say thank you. So anyways, 73, and y'all have a good day. KO4 SJB clear.
Interesting way to do it. Go you for having that technical savvy. And I'm getting ready to destinate. This is KO4 WTF clear.